HFI Perfect Recall. We're about to open that window so you can win your share of $50,000. But first, it's 7 o'clock, and here's Eva.
Good morning. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will respond to U.S. tariffs strongly and firmly. Speaking at the Paris AI Summit today, he called Trump's new 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports unjustified and unacceptable, adding Canada would highlight the negative impact of the tariffs. While other party leaders continue campaigning in Ontario, PC leader Doug Ford is heading to Washington today to meet with U.S. lawmakers and business leaders. Opposition leaders have argued that Ford's trip to Washington is inappropriate during an election, but Ford has maintained he can both campaign for re-election and take anti-tariff actions as premier. The Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs was the most watched Super Bowl ever. It achieved its biggest audience for the second year in a row with an average of 126 million viewers. In sports, Raptors take on the 76ers tonight at 7 and the Scepters face Minnesota at 7. CHFI weather. Today, special weather statement in effect. Cloudy with a chance of flurries and a high of minus 2. Tonight, mainly cloudy, chance of flurries, a low near minus 11. Tomorrow, cloudy with heavy snow for late in the evening and overnight, 15 to 20 centimeters possible and a high of minus 5. Right now it's minus 11, feels like minus 18. On the westbound 401, approaching Dixon, still have debris in the right lane. And then approaching James Snow Parkway and the collectors, the right lane blocked because of a collision. If you're using the eastbound 401, looks like the Warden ramps to the east 401, they are closed because of a stalled car. And on the south 410, the ramp to the east 401, left lane closed off for bridge repairs.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Our Perfect Recall window is now open. And what that means for you is if you listen to the songs we play in this window, you can win cash. It's that simple. Very easy game to play. You write down the songs we play. We're going to play four of them from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today. Keep track. You win money.
And I know this first song is from the early 2K because this takes me right back to first and second year university at the club on a Thursday night. It's Outkast. Hey ya.
1, 2, 3, up. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
That is song one of your CHFI Perfect Recall. Three more coming your way. And the more that you track and accurately identify if you're caller 16, the more money you win.
Okay, how do you feel about this being a rule of life? You always buy a Valentine's Day gift, even if you and your partner agreed not to. Do you think that should be a rule of life?
Well, philosophically, I disagree with breaking a verbal contract. I learned the hard way that this is a rule of life, because this once happened to me where my partner and I on Valentine's Day agreed not to get each other anything, and then she got me something and I had to scramble and get her like a makeup gift.
You don't want to be left in that position.
Yes.
So as a rule of life, always buy a Valentine's Day gift. It doesn't matter what you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I think. Do you agree? Let's go to Wes in Toronto.
No.
Tell us why.
We stopped giving gifts a long time ago. We just go for a nice dinner, that's it.
See, this is good. You've come to an agreement, and neither you or your partner are breaking the rules and surprising each other with something material.
Like, every day you treat them nice anyway, so what's the one day make a difference?
I agree with you. I agree with that sentiment. I think you should be thoughtful and kind year-round. However, what if she just, like, pulled out a gift and you didn't have one ready?
Well, that would be nothing out of the ordinary, but on the other hand, just stick with the dinner.
Yeah, I guess you always have the dinner as a backup.
Yeah, there you go.
That works.
Wes?
If I come home with $50 in flowers, she'll smack me with them because she's like...
This took a turn.
Wife sounds like a smart woman. Wes, thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks. See you.
Okay, do you agree with the rule of life? Always have a Valentine's Day gift, even if your partner... agreed. You and your partner agreed not to. You can drop us a text at 981-981.
Our CHFI Perfect Recall window is still open. This is song number two. Make sure you're writing them down. The more songs that you can recall, the more money you can win. It's Maroon 5, Memories.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones in today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever, everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones in today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost. And I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Now my heart feel like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got, cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones in today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your.
That's Maroon 5, Memories. Make sure you're keeping track of the songs we play in our Perfect Recall window, because each song is worth cash.
Pooja and I dropping some knowledge on you this morning. We've got a Pooja and Gurdeep rule of life. We're telling you, you always, especially for the fellas, always buy a Valentine's Day gift for your partner, even if the two of you agreed we're not doing gifts this year. We want to know if you agree with this rule.
Because inevitably somebody's going to buy something, right? Even if it's something small, like you just want to have something ready. It can just be like a chocolate. It could be anything.
A chocolate? A single, like
just one.
So she gets you like a $150 cashmere sweater. You give her a single Hershey's kiss?
Yes. It's still something.
Seems fair.
It's thoughtful.
It's the thought that counts. It's also melted because it's been in your pocket. How do you have that in your pocket?
I'm not sure. The point is you have to have something just in case. We think this is a rule of life. What do you think, Margo in Toronto?
No, you always buy a Valentine's Day gift.
Yes, thank
Even
you.
If you agree with your partner we're not doing gifts?
Yeah, but that's just for the moment.
You know? You don't mean what you say in that moment.
Say, you know, one thing, but when Valentine's Day comes, you got to do something.
Margo, question. Can I take this whatever I said didn't matter approach and use it in other scenarios with a future partner? Or is this just a Valentine's Day thing?
I think it's Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Margo, I like your logic and I agree with it.
So thank you.
Have a good one.
You too, love. Bye-bye.
Margo.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just what you say in that moment. You don't mean it.
I swear it meant nothing. I swear I was thinking of you the whole time. Say it in the moment.
Whatever in the moment. Mm-hmm. Rule of life, you always buy a Valentine's Day gift, even if you and your partner agreed not to. We want to know if you agree.
All right, you can keep the text coming at 981-981. Meantime, it is song three of this Perfect Recall window. Eurythmics with Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
Some of them want to abuse you. Some of
Song three of your CHFI Perfect Recall. Remember, every song you track is worth cash. You can win your share of $50,000 when we close the window.
Sometimes there's just rules in life. There's just certain rules in life that you just got to abide by, and this is one of them.
We're just trying to keep you out of trouble.
It's true. And Valentine's Day around the corner, what do you think about this rule of life? You always buy a Valentine's Day gift, even if you and your partner agreed not to, because you don't want to be that person who didn't get something, and then the other person's like, oh, I know we said that, but I still got you flowers or whatever.
Look, I would have initially said, no, this is silly. Like, if you agree to something, stick by it. But I learned the hard way. This happened to me years ago. Always have a gift in the chamber, and if they don't get you anything, just keep it tucked away
you
for the next thing.
Whole drawer full of scented candles. You could have just given that.
Those are my scented candles. I ain't giving those up. Simran from Mississauga, do you agree with this rule of life?
But I think no. If you agree not to, you don't get each other gifts.
Okay, and then if they, like, you know, have a gift ready for you and you don't have one, you're fine with that?
I'm fine with that, because that's on them. I mean, I would expect one thing, flowers and chocolates.
That's fair. That's not really a gift. That's just a Valentine's token.
I mean, that's still a gift.
Oh, yeah, Miss Give a Card?
That's more than a card. It's a gift. Okay.
Flowers and chocolate. It's a nice thing. If I was to get a gift, I'd be like, okay, cool. I got you nothing. Sorry.
So you wouldn't capitulate if your partner got you something, even though you agreed not to, you wouldn't capitulate and go run out and get a gift like I did?
No, I would probably be like, oh, thank you.
You're more of a backbone than me. I like that.
Thank you. That's on you. Thank you is followed by that's on you. Simran, I like the way you think.
One more song coming your way in your CHFI Perfect Recall window. But first, let's get you a check on the roads.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Eva Frageskatos. If you're on that westbound side of the 401 approaching Dixon, the right lane closed off with some debris. It's slow going from Keel Express, 400 Collectors. South 410, the ramp to the east 401 still have this bridge repair going on through here. So that's causing a slowdown from south of Derry. Up your game. Lease a hybrid CRV from 2.49% up to 24 months. Visit HondaOntario.com.
98.1 CHFI.
The no repeat guarantee.
Hi, I'm Michelle Butterly, and I'm here every weekday playing you the best variety from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today, and you won't hear the same songs over and over again. It's you, me, and all your favorite songs on the no repeat guarantee every weekday morning from 9 on 98.1 CHFI.
CHFI, the auto show.
It's the biggest show in Canada, the 2025 Canadian International Auto Show presented by the Toronto Star. The thrills return in an adventure of a lifetime at Camp Jeep.
Celebrating the 50th anniversary, visit the iconic Bigfoot Monster Truck Display. Marvel at the sight of a life-size McLaren P1 made entirely of Lego Technic, only in Castrol Alley.
Enter for a chance to win the all-new redesigned 2025 Subaru Forester with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and EyeSight Driver Assist Tech. Bring the family. Two adults, two kids, save up to $17. It's the family and mission ticket.
Visit Desjardins Insurance. With Desjardins Insurance, discover home, auto, and life insurance that's really big on care. Tuesdays are super with TD. Only $15. The 2025 Canadian International Auto Show, presented by the Toronto Star. February 14th to 23rd, Metro Toronto Convention Center. Visit autoshow.ca for tickets.
The Auto Show!
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Cenovus.com.
I'm Mara Stiles, and I've spent my life fighting for working people and winning. Now I'm running to be premier, to build homes, hire doctors, fix schools, and make life more affordable. Life in Ontario is harder than it should be. Well, unless you're one of Doug Ford's friends, right, that he makes those deals with. With everything that's at stake, we need new ideas. I'm Mara Stiles, leader of Ontario's NDP. In this fight, I'm on your side.
Authorized by the CFO for the Ontario NDP.
How to fix broken furnace. What's a heat exchanger?
You might not know how to fix a furnace, but we do. We're Reliance Home Comfort, here to take your call 24/7. And if you need a new furnace, ask us about our next day or we pay installation guarantee. Plus, right now, save 20% during the Reliance Team Member Pricing Event, where you pay what we pay. So if you need help now,
call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
HFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
The final song of the CHFI Perfect Recall window, it is Pink with What About Us.
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us? You had the answer. What about us? What about all the broken, happy ever after? What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about love? What about trust? What about us? We are problems that want to be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled.
CHFI Perfect Recall window is now closed, and we do have caller 16 standing by. We're going to find out how many songs they can recall and how much money they're going to win after snow.
Drama, it was past that.
never told her you would never know that she was 16. And as far as I remember, she was standing on that corner, just the type that loved to be on the scene.
$50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
And we have Dilrukshi from Pickering who is hoping to win some free cash. You are caller 16. Lucky day for you, Dilrukshi.
Of course, lucky day. Thank you, Garip and Pooja. I've been trying this from the day one.
Woo! You've been trying. Listen, you are a lesson in persistence, Dilrukshi. Stick with it. People always say, oh, I try to be caller 16, but it's busy. Yeah, there's a lot of people listening trying to get in. Keep on trying. And you may not be caller number 16 right away, but if you stick with it, you're eventually going to get through.
Correct. Sometimes you have answered, oh, you're number 2, you're number 5.
And today you were 16. So, Dilrukshi, are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, what was song number 1 in our Perfect Recall window?
Okay, here we go. The number 1. Yeah, by Outkast.
Okay, bonus points. Bonus points for singing it. I love it. Dilrukshi, what was song number 2?
It's Memories by Maroon 5.
Okay, what was song number 3?
Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by Eurythmics.
I like that you ended that in sort of a question, but yes, you nailed it. What was the final song of this window, Dilrukshi?
What About Us by Pink.
Yeah!
There you go!
You made the most of your opportunity. You ran the table. You just won $400. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to spend it for myself.
Yes. Didn't even have to think about it. She's like, I'm spending it on me.
on me. I want it.
You know what? You deserve it. And happy Valentine's Day to yourself.
Happy Valentine's Day to me.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Joy.
Like, I'm going to get some chocolate, some flowers, a card, all for me.
Because I love me.
I love it.
Dilrukshi. Yes. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. All the best. Bye-bye.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
Dilrukshi was so fun. Okay, it's 7:30 minus 15. That's actually an improvement. Let's get your news right now with Eva.
Good morning. A storm is coming and it's going to be big. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement for a major system late Wednesday and early Thursday morning. While it's mainly a snow event, some areas could see freezing rain. 15 to 20 centimeters is expected, with more for North GTA. Canadian officials are speaking out against U.S. President Trump's looming tariffs on steel and aluminum. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the tariffs unacceptable and unjustified, stating Canada will respond strongly and firmly if needed. Yesterday, tariffs on aluminum and steel imports were raised to 25% without exemptions. There were plenty of eyes on the Super Bowl on Sunday. The game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs saw an average of 126 million viewers, making it the most watched Super Bowl game ever. Fox says viewership peaked during the second quarter of the game. In sports, Raptors take on the 76ers tonight at 7, and the Scepters face Minnesota also at 7. CH5 weather. Today, cloudy, chance of flurries with a high of minus 2. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a chance of flurries and a low near minus 11. And tomorrow, cloudy with heavy snow for late in the evening and overnight, a high of minus 5. Right now, it's minus 11, feels like minus 18. East and westbound Eglinton at Royal York, it's a single lane for construction. And then Jane both directions at Trithewey, that intersection, a single lane for construction. West 401 approaching Dixon, some debris in the right lane. And South 410 still slow from Derry to the ramp to the East 401 because of construction.
So if you think your parents had a favorite child growing up, there's a new study that confirms it's probably true. We're going to tell you about the study next.
And Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
So this is fascinating. If you think your parents had a favorite child growing up, there's a new study out that says, yeah, you're right. They did. Forget diplomacy. Your parents had a favorite kid.
And it's exactly who you think it is. Because growing up, we all, you know, if you have siblings, you're like, oh, because they're your favorite. If you felt that way growing up, this study's saying, you're probably right. They probably were the favorite.
Okay.
And, and just, you know, it's a massive study. Almost 20,000 people in 30 different studies. And they looked in U.S., Canada, Western Europe. So I think they found that in most scenarios, like the younger child was the more favored.
Really?
Yes.
The younger?
When polling people, yes.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have an older brother. I think my parents, whether they had or have a favorite, they really played good poker because
really?
We never felt it. My brother, I always thought, you know, they kept more trinkets from him, like first haircut, first commemorative dollar bill from the year he was born. I don't have any of
he
that
has
stuff.
So many photo albums, right?
Way more photo albums.
Yes.
But I get it because he's the first kid. But once I entered the picture, I don't feel like there was a favorite. It always felt very even.
Good for your parents. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I always thought my sister was the favorite. She was first of all the cutest kid ever. You look at her baby picture beside my baby picture, and like my poor parents were like, whoa, what have we done when it was my turn? I'm pretty sure.
No.
Because she was such a cute kid. Like, she looked like a doll. And people would say that to my mom, like walking down the street, they'd be like, your daughter looks like a little doll. Like, she was so beautiful. And then she grew up to be so beautiful, and she got a modeling contract, and everywhere we went, people were like, oh, wow, who's that? And like, she got marriage proposals everywhere she went.
What?
And yeah. So I was like, my sister's definitely the favorite.
Okay.
I decided to ask her what she thought, like in terms of who was the favorite. So
Okay. This
is me saying to my sister, who do you think the favorite child is, me or you?
So being first born, I think I had an edge in the beginning. And for a while, I was the favorite. But you came along, Little Miss Perfect, following all the rules, getting straight A's, getting the awards, being the comedian of the family. And I was rebelling and causing mom and dad grief. And so I think that you soon became the favorite, and now you're a pseudo celebrity, and I don't stand a chance.
Hold on a second. Shots fired. Why did she just say, I was following along until she took a shot at you at the end. Why did she have to qualify celebrity with pseudo?
Because she's my sister and she keeps it real. She knows I'm
you're
not a celebrity.
Pseudo celebrity.
Yeah. So look, we're both have different opinions. I think she was a favorite. She thinks I'm the favorite.
Sorry, I'm still on the. The only way she could have made it better is if she added local as well. You're a pseudo local celebrity. Okay, so she's saying she started off as sort of the pole position leader, and then you caught up and have since overtaken her.
And maybe that is the truth to this, is maybe like if parents are being real, and I know they're never going to say this out loud to their own children. If parents are being real, maybe it's that sometimes you like one child more than the other, and yes. Then the pendulum swings, and then you like the other, right?
But yeah, I treat my kids exactly the same, but my favorite is the one that's not bothering me or making me angry that day.
Oh, so it constantly changes.
Yeah, it changes.
Yes.
It's,
okay.
It's like not really favorite. It's just okay, like, who's not bugging me today?
It's not an overall favorite. It's just a daily favorite.
Yeah, okay. Hourly favorite.
I actually tell both my children that they are my favorite.
Right.
So I tell, I'm like, you're my favorite. Don't tell your brother. And then I tell my
wow, look at you playing both
son.
Sides.
Cause issues
however,
later on when they
yeah.
have a conversation together about
I mean,
it.
Hopefully they'll never
yeah.
talk. It'll be
no,
fine.
Hopefully they'll
wow.
never talk.
We're getting ready to open up our CHFI Perfect Recall window at 8 o'clock. Make sure you're listening because every song we play in that window is worth cash. Your chance to win your share of $50,000. With CH5 traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you are using the westbound side of the 401 approaching Dixon, we still have debris in the right lane, so look out for that. And then on the southbound 410, it's slow from Derry to the east 401 ramp because of construction. They're doing bridge repairs through there. Typical volume on the south 404 DVP from south of Finch on and off down towards Don Mills. A fast lunch doesn't have to mean fast food. At Boston Pizza, get lunch for just $15 served in under 20 minutes.
Reach out to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Text 981-981.
Baby, you're all I need. Baby, you're all I see. Missing the touch of your skin, I want it, babe. I'm on my knees, feeling you touching me. Baby, it's bittersweet, 'cause I want it bad, but I never thought your touch would make me bleed. All you do is talk, what you say, say, say. Wanna walk away, baby, wait, wait, wait. Sick of all the games, girl, you play, play, play. But baby, loving you ain't easy. It's fire in sorry, taste. Loving the touch of your body, baby. Bring it over here. Loving it higher state. Loving until we hate. Pushing until we break out. Oh, your heart don't disappear. Loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain.
It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, 747 and minus 15, heading out the door.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Today is Satisfied Staying Single Day. So this day was made for you. Did you make up this day? Did you submit this day?
No, I swear I didn't. Somebody else did. There's other people who are satisfied single.
Yeah, I guess so. So much so that they need a day a few days before Valentine's Day.
Well, contrast. Life is about the up and the down, yeah. The yin and the yang.
And I think we have to be inclusive of everybody this Valentine's Day, even the single people like you, Gurdeep. And so you tell me, are you satisfied with being single?
Yes. Quite satisfied most of the time.
Most of the time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like an absolute, right? Like, being single is generally great. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. I think it's a lot less stress in life when you're single as opposed to in a relationship. Because relationships are great. I took zero convincing.
Yeah. Producer Steph's right on board with that.
Yes. The jury made their mind up.
Yes.
opening statements. Yeah, I mean, relationships can be wonderful, but they also do come with inherent stresses and arguments and compromises built in.
They do. And I guess you could also argue, if you know, I'm playing devil's advocate, that, you know, some of the stresses of life are also taken away by having a partner, right? That you can, you know, talk to and have somebody to confide in and have them there to support you. So some right. of those stresses also kind of melt away because you have somebody to share it with.
If you got a good one. Can I tell you guys though, like, I actually, this is a moment of, I'm not just being silly here, like, there are times, cause like, there's me and two other guys in the group that are like still single in our early 40s, everyone else is married with kids and stuff, and the conversation does come up a lot. Mm-hmm. There are times where like, and I see, you know, and it's happened recently, this week I've had friends reach out to me and tell me about two people I know that are getting divorced. I just found out this week, like, it's separate relationships. And we're at that age now where like, friends are on their second marriages, like a handful of friends, you see the pain they go through with divorce, and it's tough. So there are times I feel for them and I sit back and I go, man, like, this is brilliant that I've stayed single. This is really smart on my part.
I'm amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, there's times where I'm just like, man, I'm so glad I didn't do that. But then there's other times where like almost like a shiver goes through my body and I have this like future forward look of me at like 55 or 60 and I just have these pangs of regret where I'm like, what have I done? Like I didn't get married. I didn't leave a legacy. I don't have any children. Like,
whoa,
what am I thinking?
That's
so
deep.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've experienced both feelings of like, this is super smart and forward thinking that I'm single, or is this the biggest mistake of my life that I'm going to regret? And I genuinely don't know which is right.
I think life is what you make it. And I think that whether you're with somebody or whether you're single, you will find a way to be happy and to be grateful. You're that person. That's how you're built. So I feel like you don't have to worry about that.
That's the micro view. And I agree. I just tend to live day to day without projecting and thinking, because who knows what the heck is in store in 5 years, right? Like, you can't plan it all.
You don't know. And then, you know, there's also that thing. And come Friday, we're going to be talking a lot about it on Valentine's Day. There is something about being in love. There really is. There's something there that, you know, you're high on a happy vibe. That's why I love love.
Oh boy, all roads.
It's so beautiful.
I have no comment.
We love love.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Our hearts beat strong and proud, but we tend to underestimate the gravity and prevalence of heart failure.
Did you know that there are 1 million Canadians living with heart failure?
It can affect anyone at any time.
February is Heart Month.
And the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research is celebrating 10 years of healthier hearts for all Canadians.
You can be certain the commitment of research and innovation will continue for decades to come.
Beating strong and proud in all of us.
Follow the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research on Instagram at T Rogers Research.
If there's anything we Canadians are proud of, is we support each other. And Access Storage knows this because we're truly Canadian, and your support has made us Canada's leader in storage solutions. Proudly serving our communities for more than 25 years. Thank you. And if you haven't tried us yet and need extra space, try 4 weeks free now. So drop that hockey stick, finish that poutine, throw on that toque and celebrate the True North strong in 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian, store Canadian.
Wealthsimple's Big Winter Bundle is our best match offer yet. Get a 2% match when you transfer over an eligible RRSP. For a $50,000 transfer, that's a $1,000 cash bonus. Enough to buy a fancy parka. A ticket to somewhere you don't need a fancy parka. Or just be responsible and top up your retirement fund. Plus, move any other eligible account and we'll give you a 1% match. Minimum $15,000 transfer. Register by March 15th. Additional terms apply. Learn more at wealthsimple.com/match.
Discover more value at your independent grocer. Get family-sized skinless bone-in chicken breasts or split wings for $3.99 a pound and 1 pound of strawberries for $3 each. Hurry, offers end Wednesday. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
The moment you see it, you know what this diamond pendant is saying.
The long and the short of it is, we're in this together.
The long and the short of it is, we're in this together.
It has wit, whimsy, humor, warmth, and commitment.
It made me smile when I saw it.
Me too.
Hello.
Did they see it?
Yes. And even my little brother Callum saw the love in it.
See the right partner diamond pendant at SpenceDiamonds.com.
Just $99, $199.
Wow! Located in Vaughan, Scarborough, and Mississauga.
It's not buddy or ma'am or bra or homegirl. You've got a name that belongs to you. And if your name is one of the two names called by Booster Juice today, it'll never sound sweeter. Just bring your phone to the participating store nearest you for a free drink. Download the Booster Rewards app to be eligible and follow Booster Juice on social media to watch for your name. It's only valid on the day it's called. Download the Seeker app to enter for your chance to win a $250 Booster Juice gift card too. It's a great day to hear your name.
Take that, boredom. Hotel X brings the fun from Family Day weekend to March break. Escape to a resort right here in the city, complete with a totally awesome retro arcade, rooftop heated pool, spa, movie theater, and more. Do it all. Book today at HotelXToronto.com.
As an accountant, February is Paul's busiest month of the year and not the time he would normally shop for a new vehicle. But when he had to, the Aaron Park Lexus team made sure that every second of his visit was worthwhile, providing knowledgeable insights and suggestions for a luxury vehicle suited to his busy lifestyle, one that he called a favorable outcome.
Be our guest at Aaron Park.
During the month of February, get 2.9% lease rates up to 24 months on the new 2025 NX350 at Aaron Park Lexus.
His name is Jim, and you haven't seen each other for quite a while. It's time to get back to Jim and back to living healthy. With help from Healthy Planet, your one-stop health shop filled with everyday value on a huge selection of nutritional organic foods, health and sports supplements, and more. So you can get more out of your relationship with Jim. Visit one of Healthy Planet's 37 locations across Ontario, your one-stop health shop for everyday value.
The savings never stop at your local Metro, your go-to for quality foods at prices you'll love. Now through February 12th, take advantage of great deals on fresh, top-quality meats and produce. Take home tender chicken leg quarters for just $1.99 per pound. or grab some red, green, or black grapes for the sweet price of only $2.99 per pound. Don't forget, you'll earn Mwah points on every eligible purchase, whether you shop in-store or online at metro.ca. Metro, your go-to grocer for savings and quality.
It's the Pooch and Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI. Just a few more sleeps here until Valentine's Day. You feeling the lure?
Maybe you want to do something special for your partner. And if you do, you want to make sure you're listening to Rick and Brooksy. They have a very special Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, from 4 to 7. It's kind of nice that Valentine's Day is on a Friday.
Yeah.
Right? You can plan a nice dinner, do all that. But make sure you're listening to Rick and Brooksy. They got basically like a show full of love. A lot of great tunes. And you can actually have a song that you want played for your special someone.
So you request a song and you dedicate it to your partner. You send it to chfi.com. You put in your dedication there. And then if Rick and Brooksy call you, they will actually shout out your partner live on the radio between 4 and 7 with that dedication and that song.
Yeah, fellas, this one's going to score you some huge brownie points. Go to chfi.com right now to do that. It'll seem like you planned it and put in all this foresight. Trust me on this one. Okay, also CHFI Perfect Recall. We're about to open the window for the second time this morning. We had a big $400 winner just 45 minutes ago.
It's the easiest game to play in the GTA, don't you think? All you got to do is when we open that window, listen to the songs we play, keep track of them, and you win cash, your share of $50,000.
It is that easy. We're about to open the window right after news, so keep on listening. Speaking of news, it is 8 o'clock. Minus 15, real cold right now. Here's Eva.
Good morning. A storm is coming and it's going to be big. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement for a major system late Wednesday and early Thursday morning. While it's mainly a snow event, some areas could see freezing rain. 15 to 20 centimeters is expected, with more for North GTA. Canadian officials are speaking out against U.S. President Trump's looming tariffs on steel and aluminum. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the tariffs unacceptable and unjustified, stating Canada will respond strongly and firmly if needed. Yesterday, tariffs on aluminum and steel imports were raised to 25% without exemptions. There were plenty of eyes on the Super Bowl on Sunday. The game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs saw an average of 126 million viewers, making it the most watched Super Bowl game ever. Fox says viewership peaked during the second quarter of the game. In sports, Raptors take on the 76ers tonight at 7, and the Scepters face Minnesota also at 7. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy, chance of flurries with a high of minus 2. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a chance of flurries and a low near minus 11. And tomorrow, cloudy with heavy snow for late in the evening and overnight, a high of minus 5. Right now, it's minus 11, feels like minus 18. On the eastbound side of the 401, it's still moving pretty well. Westbound 401 just at Dixon in the right lane, still have that debris. South 410, the ram to the east 401, we've got ongoing bridge construction through there, and it looks like it's still slow if you're on that east.